Hello again, Africa. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vander. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the great continent. We'll be knocking on your doors again today, so relax and let's take a trip around Africa on disc. And later on the show, I'll be talking to a very special guest, and that is Kenneth Odiemena from Nigeria. And he's got a special song that we're going to play today because he sent a very special letter to me just for us to play that song. And so we'll be talking to Kenneth, and then we will play the song, all right? But right now, let's get on to music. As we start off today from Fally Ipupa in Ikole, and right after that, Last Last by Burna Boy and Money Monday by Ida V of Uganda. But equally right now by Fally Ipupa of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
The king, the genius, el professor, Ecole. Président des démoniato, Yves Njoli, les boucliers, Malou, des bosquets, Pidjo, Bongo, Soparon, Moukoka.
Bakayoko, fort, Asseni Marco Kamara. From Sierra Leone, and you're listening to Africa Beats with David Vandy on The Voice of America.
Monday, Ida V, and right before that, Last Last by Bonaboy of Nigeria and Ikole by Fale Ipupa. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington. I'll be right back with more music.
Hi, everybody. My name is Gwendolyn Fungu, and I'm just so excited to be here. You're listening to African Beat on Voice of America with David Vandy. Hey, don't you miss it for nothing.
Welcome back to the show, The African Beat on The Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. Remember, Kenneth Odiemena will be my guest later on the show. And we've got a special song, and that song features the great Majek Fashek. So stay tuned for that. Music time. Africa is our next track, and that is done for us by Zanda Zakuza of South Africa, and right after that, Far Away by the great Manzu Manaman of Sierra Leone, and Makutu by Large B of Liberia. But Africa by Zanda Zakuza right now from the great country of South Africa.
Oh, Coker.
I lay down, they sleep, they call you name. Not blame me, but food is not okay. Oh yeah, I want my radio, that mommy him. Baby, cancel me, just keep na me lane. Oh, then say funky not to blast us. She cry, no man, no, they pass pass. Then say funky not to blast us. Pass. I say you love to eat me like a tender from January to December. Ooh, girl, you make a member. Me and you two at that corner. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Joe. Baby, can make you carry me go. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Joe. Baby, can make you carry me go. Take me away, take me far away.
That you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Of Liberia, and before that, Sierra Leone's Manzu in Far Away, and South Africa's Zanda Zakuza in Africa. The African beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away. More music coming, and when I come back, we'll be talking to my guest on the show, and that is Kenneth Odemena, all the way from Nigeria. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical jam. I guarantee it. Hello again, my African Beat listeners across the globe, across the world, wherever you are listening to your favorite music show. Well, I've been telling you about a very, very special guest from Nigeria who is right now on the line with me, and I'll be talking to him, and that is Ken Odemena from Nigeria. Ken is a native of Umuna in Onyomo local government area in the Imo state of Nigeria, and he is a musician that has performed with big names like Majek Fashek. Yes. And he's also performed with Oris Weliki, Ed Jato of the 419 Squad, and many, many more. And so today he has a very special song that we are going to talk about. And the song is titled Akwangwane. Akwangwane. Yes. And so that simply means that simply means the cry of my brother. Yes, and that when your brother cries, that worries your heart, right? That's exactly what we're going to be talking about. So I want you to stay around, because my friend and brother is right out there right now in Nigeria. And guess what? To you all my African Beat listeners, Ken sent me a very special message. You know, that's why I reached out to him. He sent me a very special message. He says, for many years now, I have dreamed of hearing my song played on The Voice of America. And he says, attention presenter of African Beat. So you see, it is specially for African Beat. And that is why we are having Ken right now on the show. And he continues to write. He says, please do me a favor by playing this song, because I am very sick now and unable to do any other work. Oh my goodness. Well, that is why African Beat is around, and that is why we are going to be talking to Ken right now on this great show. Welcome to the African Beat, Ken, out there in Nigeria.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Yes, Mr. Ken, first of all, how did you know about African beats for you to send me such an emotional message?
Okay, I used to tune to Voice of America always because of news. Then from listening to the news, I came to know about the African beat, and I heard of big artists from all over Africa. I was highly impressed, you know, and I was thinking, when am I going to have my song played on this radio station? And I think I have achieved that dream right away now. I'm very grateful.
And if I may ask, in your message, you say you are not feeling too well right now. How is your health? How is everything going so far?
Yes, I am managing myself. It's a case of a stomach ulcer that has taken so many years, and I've taken all manners of drugs, you know, medicinal drugs. And I'm just managing. The doctor says I should manage it and, you know, restrict myself from eating certain food, and I'm trying, but it's a very chronic problem.
Okay. Well, on behalf of all of us here at the Voice of America, we want to wish you a very speedy recovery, and thank you so much for getting in touch with us.
Thank you very much. I'm
okay,
very,
now, very now let's come to the serious business of your song, Akwangwane. Am I saying it right? Akwangwane, am I saying it right?
Yes.
That's
Akwangwane.
Akwangwane. A sibling's cry, the cry of my brother. So you say you performed this song with the legendary Majek Fashek, Oris Wiliki, and you know. So let's talk about that. How did you get in contact with Majek?
You know, there was a studio named the JAPEX Studio where Majek and the Jazz Six Band were living. They lived in that studio and at Lagos. And when I went to record there, they had my voice, and they were very impressed, and they decided to help me. I didn't pay. I didn't. Normally, as session men, they take money from people. But Majek personally decided to follow up the production, and he did not collect money from me.
Mm.
There was another guy, Oris Wiliki, also helped me during mixing. And there was a very popular keyboardist, Lenny Jackson. Lenny Jackson was there. And so many other guys, they played a very important role. And you know what? They did not charge me money because they saw that the song was good, and they decided to help me out.
Wow, that is awesome. And you said this song was recorded in 1992, and it's part of your reggae album, Bath of the Giants.
Exactly.
And you know, when I'm talking to you now and you're telling me about the people that helped you put this album together, or this particular song together, it was really the Giants coming together. Was that why you titled the album Bath of the Giants?
Honestly, it was a very big production. The recording company that wanted to bring it out, they were doing something else, and they left my work. And that was how the work died. Out of all the songs, I think Akwangwane was picked out as the hit track.
Well, that's right. Well, this is your time. This is your time for the world to hear this song. And now, let's carry forward a little bit. You said in 2002, you went to Dublin in Ireland to teach African arts and music in a school, Portmanock.
Portmanock Community School.
Yeah, you were there as a teacher.
Yes, I was invited from Nigeria on a cultural integration. So I taught African art and African music. Which included, you know, I'm also a master. I'm a master on a wind instrument that very few people can play. They call it Oja.
Okay.
I was Mano Community School. They brought me from Nigeria to teach African cultural music and African art.
That is awesome. And you did not just teach. You decided to form a band too.
Yes. I formed a band there with two Nigerian guys. One of them is now in the UK, Anayo and Don. We formed a band named Ojemba, and we played. Because of lack of African band, in a real African band in Dublin. We were making a lot of shows. We were having shows everywhere then. It was a very, very interesting thing. We played, you know, almost every weekend. And before weekend, we played like in the South African embassy, we played in the Nigerian embassy.
Wow.
We played the prestigious Don Larry Festival of World Culture and many other places that we
played. Wow, congratulations. And so now, let's look at this song again, Akwakwane. You say you use this song also to raise funds for orphaned children that were orphaned by AIDS in Durham, South Africa. How did this one come about? Was it due to your playing at the South African Embassy?
No, we organized the show. The coordinator of Port Manor Community School there, Mr. Fitzgerald, he organized a charity show and we played the show in the school premises, and the parents of the school, well, it's a very big school. He said the ticket was 10 euros, and we made a lot of money. We raised about 20-something thousand euros for the children.
All right. Thank you so very much, and thank you for the help that you gave to those children at that time. And so now, this song, you've been yearning for your song to be played on The Voice of America, and especially on African Beat, and you have got that opportunity now. So I want you to tell me what are you feeling? How are you feeling right now that you are on The Voice of America and you're talking to the host and presenter of African Beat that you sent a message to, and your song is going to be played right after this interview? Tell me how you're feeling right now.
Honestly, I feel very, very happy. Honestly, even if it is the last thing I will achieve before I die, because I've had so many other people's songs played on Voice of America. Today, I am going to have my song played on Voice of America. I feel on top of the world, honestly. I'm very grateful. Thank you very, very much, my brother. I'm so happy.
And so if you want to say one thing about Voice of America, what would you say?
There's a radio now that I cannot remove the dial from Voice of America, you know, because I think it is the world's radio station. I listen to it 24 hours. I don't do it elsewhere. So because of the information and the enlightenment that I get from VOA, it is always VOA. VOA! My brother, I'm so grateful. Very, very happy.
All right. All right. Well, we're going to play your song right now. We're going to play your song that is Akwangwane. But I want you to just, you say it's the sibling's cry, the cry of my brother. So just explain to us and your listeners a little bit about this song. Why did you do a song like this? Was it an emotional moment or what? What was going through your mind when you did this song?
You see, that song, I wrote that song when I was fishing in the river with my junior brother. I just remembered what happened during the Civil War, you know. Especially, there was a guy that was having there's a disease called Pashoko, you know. Mm-hmm. I was a very little boy during the Civil War. This man was sitting in front of a house, you know, receiving sunshine in the morning. When we passed, this man told us, please, when you are going to the fishing, you should bring fish, bring some for me. But when we returned from the river, we heard that the man was dead. So all those kind of happenings made me to write a song like this. You know, a lot of people are crying. I was told to come and become the king in my village, in my place.
Wow.
But I said, how can I be a king? Why can I be a king when children don't eat three square meals to go to bed? How can I be a king when people, intelligent children are here, there's no money for them to go to school and you're telling me to become a king? No, I cannot be. They said, you have traveled a lot, you know a lot of things, come, be our king. I said, no, I cannot do it. So that is it, my brother. A lot of people are crying. A lot of people have tears in their eyes, but nobody helps them. That is why I said, that is the cry of my brother is touching my heart.
All right. Well, thank you so very much. I truly appreciate you talking to us today right here on the African Beat at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. And now we'll dedicate this particular song to all our brothers out there, every brother or sister or family that have lost somebody so dear to them, that you are listening to the cry of that sibling, or where people are suffering. This is dedicated to you. And so this is from Kenneth, our friend and brother who is out there in Nigeria, that we want to wish him a very, very speedy recovery. You hear him say, "If even this is the last thing I hear before I die, I am very, very grateful." Well, we are also very grateful to you, Kenneth, for doing this. Thank you very much. Oh. And to all of you now, let's listen to this song. Let's listen to this song right now. Akwangwane. Oh, yes, the cry of my siblings. The siblings' cry. The cry of my brother. And this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here in Washington. Let's enjoy the song now.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Boa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
And now let's get back to the music as we roll across the continent and we shake our bodies down. Ready is the next track. Shatta Wale, Josie Chameleon, RJ the DJ, and the featured Morgan Heritage in this beautiful track titled Ready. And right after that, Sonita, this song Break the Internet, and that is done by Steady Bongo. But Ready right now, let's go with some beautiful music on the
DJ
continent.
All day, baby.
It's RJ, Shatta Wale, and J Chameleon. Alongside Morgan Heritage, but lately
you can double it, touch it, pull it again. The way you're dancing, cool, baby, come again. The way you bubbly, baby, and you're whining in the disco. It's like you just won a beauty contest. Yeah. Now in particular, come get me your cellular. So that I call you and we play like fiddler. Automatically, plural, not singular. So beautiful, nobody contest.
So then,
I know.
Continue, they call you young, so
my long story, uncle. Really,
no, because myself can't get picky.
Na long story, uncle, it's a sorry, oh.
I make you long like monkey bridge. Tell me you never know.
Me mama died the same day where you born me. You love your papa, now you no more been the take care. You give me all kind of courage because I've been the trying to...
Sonita and At The Top was ready. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to this great African beat on The Voice of America. And a big thank you to Kenneth Odiemena from Nigeria for sharing your story with us. And thank you for writing to us and letting us know about your song, Akwangwane. Yeah, with that today, have a wonderful day. I am David Vandy, and I am out.
Tell me soon it's time, because I really want to know.
By the river wall, river there at the village, I in there holding. No one for can me go, me daddy tower, he say no. Because it's tower, not before me, there be the torturer. Waiting, I be taking so take the broken teeth. When them no say me daddy left me so much, now that's make the heart run. Then give and the gun now, they say, well, you kill you begin. Where daddy don't watch me, what a run I guy. I know be a boss cry for me loving papa. The chukan I ape, give a command, say kill you begin. Where I see blood is splash, to God I nearly faint. I tell daddy say kill me, if not I no more go save your life. Daddy look me in the eye. Shake here, then boss cry. Daddy hold it on the hand, but to God enough fire. Daddy says, Sunita, I'm not get mine for kill you.